AgriTalk is brought to you by Full Scale from Helena. Grow strong returns this season with breakthrough foliar nutrition from Full Scale at Reproduction. And by propane. Propane is the energy for everyone, especially farmers. Environmentally friendly propane can fuel most anything on the farm. See how at propane.com.
AgriTalk is brought to you by the NRCS Conservation Stewardship Program, which cost shares more than 150 practices on farms and ranches. Visit your local service center or farmers.gov today.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip Flory. Glad that you're with us this morning and glad that Senator Joni Ernst from Iowa found a little time to join us this morning. Senator, welcome back to AgriTalk.
Hey, great to be with you, Chip. Thanks.
Yeah, glad that you were here. You just addressed the Senate Ag Committee on the 2023 Farm Bill. What's the focus of the hearing and what was your message?
Yes, I had the great opportunity to attend our hearing today, and it was focused on research programs, and I was able to question the panel on the research title of the Farm Bill, something very important to our Iowa farmers.
Yeah, I saw your comments. I was so glad to see you go straight at cybersecurity. It's an issue that it's kind of on the periphery, you know, farmers think about it, but it is so important going forward in business security.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is something that I brought up to Dr. Jacobs Young, who was appearing in front of us, asking her about the increasing cybersecurity threats. And as we know that our adversaries are targeting our farmers, then that does affect our nation's food chain. And so what we want to see is additional work on this effort in our university ag systems, you know, through research, education, and outreach activities. And so she was very good on this area. We've got a lot of great partners out there working on this.
Yeah. You know, I thought I was very impressed by Dr. Jacobs Young. Seems like she's very much in tune with some of the research needs that are out there.
Yeah, she certainly is. Yeah. And that's why I'm glad she's, you know, at the helm there, because she does know it. She was able to answer a lot of questions coming from both the left and the right on many of our different priorities, but she is very well versed.
Yeah. By the way, to the listeners, Dr. Jacobs Young is the Undersecretary for Research, Education, and Economics and USDA's Chief Scientist. So there was that. Speaking of outreach, you also talked about the need to get data-driven carbon research into the hands of farmers so that they can make smart decisions when it comes to their participation in any of the carbon programs that are out there, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I hear about this all the time from our farmers across Iowa when I'm out doing ag visits. You know, they want to participate. They want to do the right thing, of course, for healthy soils and so forth. But just getting that type of information and translating into how do I measure this on my farm or in my ag production activities. And that's the big issue. We've got to figure out how to translate that data-driven research and put it into a format that's understandable by the end user and practical. You know, it can't take a heavy lift for our farmers who are so engaged in so many other activities. So we need to figure that piece out. But she's very, very concerned about that as well.
Yep. Some of these research and these outreach efforts are going to take more money. Is there going to be the funds available for research efforts in the Farm Bill?
Well, that's absolutely what we have to do, is find ways of funding these types of programs, these types of outreach, and making sure that we are wrapping up the authorizations in the Farm Bill, making sure that those dollars are available. Again, that will go from those that are doing the data and the research on maybe carbon capture or other programs, and making sure that we get it down to that end user and they're participating in programs that benefit not only that farmer, but their farms for future generations.
Okay. I got to ask one more thing about the hearing. Senator Booker's comments. Could you connect the dots of the insanity that he was attempting to lay out?
So I did listen to Senator Booker, and I felt like he was targeting those of us that are in larger scale agriculture,
yeah.
Those of us that raise corn. We know there are a lot of byproducts that come from corn that go into other foodstuffs out there. And certainly that's a concern when we start targeting different areas of agriculture, and our agriculture feeds and fuels the world. And yeah. So I would rather see us continue to provide supports, you know, across the food industry and not
yes.
knocking out, you know, our Iowa agriculture.
Yes, absolutely. You know, it's comments like Senator Booker's that make me realize just how much education agriculture has left to do. And some of that education is even with members of the Senate Ag Committee. It's pretty remarkable. Yep. Year-round
Absolutely.
Availability of E15, Senator. Is that something that can pass Congress?
Oh, I am hoping so. And this is where we need a little bit of a push coming from the White House as well. You know, President Biden has stated that he is a big supporter of ethanol. And so this is one way that he could show us that, yeah, he does support ethanol and renewable energy sources, not just electric vehicles. We know that's a thing that's far off in the future. We have ethanol and renewable fuels right here and now. We need to use it, and we certainly can provide that E15 year-round.
Okay, only about a minute, but I'm going to ask another momentum issue. Do you feel that immigration policy is something the new Congress will be able to tackle?
You know, this is a tricky issue, and it's one that I hear from, whether they're farmers or those engaged in animal agriculture, just the need for all hands on deck. We just don't have enough people in our labor pool to draw from for these industries. And so as I look to the future, I am hopeful that we can find reasonable ways of modernizing immigration to suit all levels of industry across the United States. But the problem is, it needs to start with security at our southern border. And that's something that Democrats, especially here in the Senate, they're very unwilling to address at this time right now. So I think we've got a battle on our hands, but we'll see where it goes in the new Congress.
Very good. Senator Ernst, thank you so much for making time for us. Maybe send a link to AgriTalk over to Senator Booker's office.
You betcha. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Thanks for listening. Come back this afternoon. We've got a great conversation lined up with Rich Nelson from Allendale right here on AgriTalk.